We then come to the fourth field, which is integration. And in this field, the decision is made to place attention on how can what has been learned or understood or felt or illuminated from the third field, the knowledge field, where does it need to go, if anywhere? How does it get assimilated, integrated into the person's awareness and life, if you like, their whole life? Where does it sit? And inviting your client to do that does something important. It shifts the energy from the, what do we know, the third field, the examination of what is now known in the here and now, to preparing them to step into the first field again, the meaning field again. So remember that these four fields are continually revolving. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, essentially. So it's once we've alighted on illumination, knowledge, then it's integrated, and then we cascade, we move forward into the first field again. So where meaning is made and movement arises. So now obviously this pattern, this circle, circling through these four takes place over the time span of coaching sessions and coaching conversations and them living their lives and interacting. But the integration piece that can, for some people, be very quick. They immediately sort of integrate it. And for some people, there needs to be a period of reflection, of time, and so on. And it can be given as homework, assignments. It can be, integrated into another assignment that might, or action that the client chooses to take that is linked to working with it in an integrative way. So this step is important and not to be skipped over. So do not be tempted to jump from what you now know to right, what meaning is being made next. What can happen in the third field and the fourth field is that as they are, as you're talking about it and as you're considering it, sort of meaning starts to arise again. If you notice that, then you can acknowledge that and you can ask in the moment, sort of put it on the side pending the closure of the integration conversation, and then step into the meaning that has arisen, the new piece of information around meaning that seems to have appeared. So these four steps are something that within the wellness context are extremely important, because they are going to give you a permanent ground on which to stand pretty much everything else. And in the next audio, I'm going to talk specifically about this meaning making, this meaning process, and resilience.